President Biden's closing argument. Lisa Brady, Fox News. He's set to hold an event in Florida focusing on claims Republicans say aren't true one week to the midterms.
The closing argument does not have any new ideas or proposals to address the number one issue in every single poll, inflation. So instead, President Biden is going to talk today about Republican proposals. The press secretary is telling us today POTUS will highlight how he and congressional Democrats will continue to fight to protect and strengthen Social Security and Medicare, contrasting with congressional Republicans who want to cut Social Security and Medicare benefits.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. The president's claims are based on Senator Rick Scott's proposal to vote on the programs every 5 years. Scott says no Republicans support cutting those benefits. Later today, the president will hold a joint event with two Democratic candidates, including Congresswoman Val Demings, who's trying to unseat Florida Senator Marco Rubio. He tells Fox News,
I think he's in Florida, frankly, because they don't want him in Wisconsin. They don't want him in Pennsylvania. They don't want him in Arizona. They don't want him in some of these other places. And he has to go somewhere because it's embarrassing to have an incumbent president that no one wants campaigning for them.
The White House says the president's record is one of progress and that he's been making the case regardless of his travel schedule. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona tests positive for COVID the morning after attending several Halloween events, including one at the White House. UN inspectors investigating two sites in Ukraine that Russia claims are being used to make so-called dirty bombs.
Russia's ambassador to the UN says Ukraine's leadership ordered the development of the explosive devices that spread radioactive waste. Western nations dismiss the accusation as transparently false. And the International Atomic Energy Agency says inspectors did not find any evidence of nuclear activity or materials at one of those sites a month ago.
Fox's Steve Rappaport, Russia making those allegations as it suffers setbacks on the battlefield. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A major grocery chain accused of hiring discrimination reaches a settlement with the Justice Department.
Giant, with nearly 200 stores across four states, settled with the DOJ after the agency began looking at how the store treated non-U.S. citizens who worked there. The store was accused of requiring a worker who is not a citizen to show her green card, even when she had other paperwork confirming her work eligibility. Giant was fined $11,000 and agreed to give the employee $18,000 in back pay. Giant is under the umbrella of Ahold Delhaize, which was ranked the number six U.S. grocery chain in revenue last year. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Airlines under pressure over shrinking seats. Six Democrats in the U.S. Senate now urging the FAA to ban airlines from making seats any smaller, which they say has been happening since at least the 1990s. November already, which means a Thanksgiving tradition is fast approaching in New York City, the annual Macy's Parade. They've added Bluey, the blue pooch from the Australian animated series, to the lineup.
The parade features 16 giant character balloons, 28 floats, 40 novelty and heritage inflatables, 12 marching bands, hundreds of clowns, 10 performance groups, and at the end of the parade, Santa Claus. Other new balloons joining the parade lineup November 24th include Stuart the One-Eyed Minion from Despicable Me 2, a new green dinosaur, and a Apatosaurus, and a new Diary of a Wimpy Kid balloon. CJ Papa, Fox News.
An NBA coach is out. The Brooklyn Nets just announcing they have parted ways with Steve Nash, a Hall of Fame point guard who, as a coach, led the Nets to the playoffs, but who's had issues with some key players. The team's been off to a disappointing start this season, and more controversy surrounding Kyrie Irving, who drew criticism from the Nets owner after posting a link to anti-Semitic work. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.